Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. You know the Bible is right. Amen. Glory to God. In case you didn't know, Pastor going to remind you every single week. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Ain't God good? God is good. People always say all the time, I know he is. He does many things, special things for us. Little things that mean something to us that don't mean anything to anybody else, but they're so precious and they mean so much to us. Amen. And God knows what those things are, and he blesses us with them because he's good, 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 good. God is good, good, ultra good, always good, sweetheart good, wonderful good. He's just good. I just love him, love him, love him, love him, love him. And I know you do too. I know you love him as much as I do, probably more. You probably love him more because he's so easy to love. I told him I wish I could kiss him. I wish I could kiss him right on the cheek. I don't know if they'd allow that, but anyway, we'll go on. We're in Proverbs, they're down to the sixth verse, and our wonderful Heavenly Father has given us Proverbs 20, verse 6. Now, this is one of them hard verses. Just reading the verse in the King James, it's a little Proverbs 20, verse 6, King James Version says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? And then in the Positive Thinking Bible, because we're trying to discern what this verse is saying, it says, Proverbs 20, verse 6, from the Positive Thinking Bible, there are many, many who say, you can trust me, but can they be trusted? And then in the Tanakh, that is the Jewish Bible, it says, he calls many a man his loyal friend, but who can find a faithful man? Who can find a faithful man? Now, this is not so easy to understand, but we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. But first of all, I want to say that most men will see themselves as good, and they'll call themselves good, and they'll tell you that you can trust them. You'll find in human nature that men ascribe good character and attributes to themselves and will point out the character flaws in others. That's just how men and woman, how we tend to be wired. Amen? What a person says and what a person lives is often two different things. Looking at 20 verse 6, there are many who say you can trust me, but can they be trusted? Many people say they're the bomb, but are they really the bomb? What a person says and what a person lives is often two different things, because the Bible says that every way of a man is clean in his own eyes. It's easy to say it. Oh, it is hard to be it. Amen? It's hard to be it. And that's why the enemy has a field day on people. And as I said many times to you on this program, beloved, understand that there's hordes of wicked spirits, unembodied wicked spirits out there. And they come to your thought life, and their whole job is to discourage you and to show you all your faults and all your flaws. They want to discourage you. They want to make you depressed. They want to make you. I was talking to a friend of mine who is always up smiling and laughing. And we were talking on the phone. He said, you know, you make me feel better. I just felt kind of down. And I thought to myself, how can, you know, I know this person. They're always jovial. That's one of the things I loved about him all the time, because he's always smiling, always. In fact, my wife said the same thing. Avery's always happy. He's always smiling. He was even saying, he said, you know, he said, you make me feel better, because this whole week I've been struggling. And I found that with so many people. But what they don't understand, and what I want you to understand out there, if you're listening to my voice, if you're feeling a little down, a little melancholy, a little depressed, a little pressured, a little, understand that that's not you. That's not you. I'm telling you what I know. Hordes of enemy spirits are out there, and they're whispering to people's thought life. How you know, Pastor? Because all over the world, all over the world, you know, I thought America had a real problem with suicide. I was watching a program about South Korea. They have the highest rate in the entire world. If you think America's 100,000 a year or something, it's nothing. It's 10, that it's a gigantic in South Korea, because you see, they see themselves as not a first level country, and they expect so much of themselves. They have such high expectations that they have, they're experiencing tremendous pressure. The enemy comes to their thought life. You know, you have to pass these exams to get on with a corporation, and you know that your parents are expecting you to take care of them in their old age, and you must make in that amount to be accepted, and you must look this way and be beautiful. I mean, the pressure, you must wear the right clothes and say the right things. And they practice. I mean, they practice saying the right things, walking the right way. They're trying desperately to be accepted. And all that puts pressure on them. Plus what some of them, most of them are not understanding. It's the enemy that comes to them and shows them all their faults, all their flaws. And faced with their own flaws, they get depressed. And I was looking, and this one young lady who looked regular, she wasn't a Hollywood beauty, but she was in no way, no kind of fashion ugly. But to her, she was ugly, because when she looked in the mirror, she wasn't exactly perfect. The perfect image of a South Korean woman. She wasn't perfect. Now, I agree, she wasn't perfect, but the child was in no way ugly. But she was putting herself down. I tell you, and I thought, now all that is the enemy is coming to her thought life, and he's the one whispering into her thought life, you are ugly. You're not the image of the way a real South Korean woman should look. And beloved, the enemy does that over there, but guess what? He does that right here. He'll tell people, you don't have enough income. Oh, all the prices are going up. Everything is more expensive. Oh, inflation is, you won't have a place to live. You'll be thrown out. Oh, you can't do this, or you can't do that, or you're not this, or you're not. He'll come show you all your flaws. Everything about you that's wrong. Amen. Glory to God. Because remember, Jesus said, we can't see the little mote in our eye, but we can, I'm sorry, we can't see the beam in our eye, but we can see the little mote in everybody else's eye. Amen. And the enemy can see that too. And they're out there trying to discourage people day and night, discouraging people. And so what does that do? It causes people to turn on themselves. I'm no good. I'm just a little bit behind. I don't have this, and I don't have that. They try to get you to turn on yourself, to evaluate yourself as nothing, and not you don't, you're not the sine qua non of the party. In fact, you don't even get invited to parties anymore. Nobody calls you. Nobody loves you. It's because you're such a worm, and God is disappointed with you. And you didn't read the Bible like you should. And you're not a real Christian. You know, real Christians are happy and outgoing and loving, and you're just a nerd. They don't even, when they see you walking toward the church door, they slam the doors. You're nothing and nobody. And they work on people day and night, day and night, day and night. Pastor, you have scriptures for that? Yeah. Go to around the fourth chapter of Matthew, where the enemy was attacking Jesus in the wilderness. Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible clearly says that it was the enemy, it was Satan that came to Jesus. And what did he do? He attacked him with all kinds of things. If you're the Son of God, if you're this, if you're that, you could do this miracle. But see, you can't really, and so and so and so and so, and jump off the temple and do this and do that, hounding him day and night. Do you think if the enemy hounds the Lord Jesus Christ that he's going to give you a break? No, he's going to hound you day and night too. And beloved, don't be fooled. See, because people who don't know what I just told you, they turn on themselves. They think it's my fault. I'm messed up. I've heard so many people say, I'm just going to go off and get by myself because I can't get along with people. I can't. I've heard many, many people who they want to be by themselves because they think, I can't get along with people. Why? The enemy comes in and he'll have something said and somebody will get offended, and then people will feel like, well, I offend people or I go to offend them, you know? And I'm telling you, he's working day and night. Amen? Glory to God. So he will show you your faults to get you depressed. You have to especially guard your mind now. You have to work at it overtime now and know that it's not you. Know that it is the enemy trying to discourage you. And don't turn on yourself. Everything is going to be all right. You're going to be all right. Jesus got you in his hand. He said, I've lost none, when he was talking to the Father. All that thou givest me, I've lost none. Jesus got you covered. Amen. Nothing's going to happen to you. Glory to God. Your Heavenly Father is watching you. Your big elder brother is watching. The Holy Ghost lives inside of you. You got the Word of God. You got all of your brothers and sisters in Christ around the world praying for you. I got a letter through the mail. It was one of the ministries that we give to every month. And they were saying, we pray every morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we pray for all of our partners. And we just wanted you to know that we prayed for your name came up, and we specifically prayed for you, Pastor Aaron Williams. We prayed for you today. And I thought, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? They're in Texas praying for me. Amen. I felt good. Amen. People around the world praying for me. But your brothers and sisters are praying for you. We're praying for you wherever you are, glory to God. Pray for the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. So you got angels surrounding you. You got all kinds of good things. Amen. Glory to God. And God says that he'll help you. He's for you. Amen. And if he's for you, he's more than the world against you. Amen. I'm telling you, don't be fooled by the devil. Don't let the devil's make you depressed. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. They're just jealous. They know where they're going, and they're trying to get company. They're trying to get as much company as they can to go down to hell with them. Amen? And so they try to discourage people so people will give up and shoot themselves in the head and go on to hell. Amen? Glory to God. But we know their tricks. We know the why. I'm up against a break. Hold on. I'll be right back. We're going to get in the Word. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, just remember, glory to God, that God is in control. Amen? Not your circumstances. God is in control. And the Bible says Jesus is Lord. Everything bows to him. He's Lord. He's the authority in this world. Amen? Glory to God. Well, we're in Proverbs 26, and now we want to look at it from the NLT version or the New Living Translation. And this is what it says, beloved, in the new Proverbs 20, verse 6, in the New Living Translation. Quote, it says, many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable? Who can find one who is truly reliable? Who can find a friend who is truly reliable? Now, what did Paul say about men? In Philippians 2:21, Paul said, all seek their own and not the things that are Jesus Christ. Amen? All seek their own. But I'm here to tell you tonight that there is one you do have. If you're born again, you do have a reliable friend, and his name is Jesus. Amen? Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Messiah. Amen? And an example of this, you can see an example of this with Jesus, with Moses, amen? Because the Bible says that there was a rock that followed the children of Israel through the wilderness, and that rock was Christ Jesus, amen? This verse says, who can find a reliable friend? Well, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is a reliable friend. Jesus was with Moses throughout Moses' whole life. It was Jesus that caused Moses to be found by Pharaoh's daughter when he was just a baby, and they put him in a bulrush boat made out of reeds, amen? And she picked him up as her own and raised him as her own son. It was Jesus when Moses had to flee Egypt because he killed an Egyptian. Jesus was right there with Moses. It was Jesus that led Moses to his new family in the wilderness and kept him safe for 40 years. The Bible says, who can find a reliable friend? Jesus is that reliable friend. It was Jesus that was with Moses when God the Father told Moses to cast down his rod. Moses was with his sheep, his father-in-law's sheep in the desert, glory to God, and he noticed a bush that was on fire, but that was not consumed. Amen. The bush was not consumed by the fire. So he decided to go look at this miraculous bush that was burning, but it wasn't burning up. It wasn't consumed. And the Bible says that the Lord spoke to him out of the burning fiery bush. Amen? Now, the Bible says that God made all things by Jesus Christ. And if Jesus Christ could cause a bush to burn without being consumed, that points to the S-U-N in the sky. The S-U-N in the sky, that gigantic fire in the sky that lights up the whole universe, yet it's not consumed. What does that show? That shows the power of our God, the power of God, that he can cause a bush to burn without being consumed. He can cause a ball of fire in the sky to burn without being consumed. It was Jesus, glory to God, that when Moses threw down his rod at God's command, that rod was turned into a serpent. Amen. Glory to God. Imagine that. Another display of God's power, your Heavenly Father's power. Have you ever thought about how powerful your Heavenly Father is? Glory to God. Imagine that. Imagine that. He told Moses, God told Moses, can't throw down your rod. Moses threw down his rod. God is so powerful that he caused a rod to turn into a king cobra. Glory to God. What power is that? Our God, our Heavenly Father, is powerful, and he's in charge of all things, and he got you, and everything's going to be all right because he's more powerful than anything that stands against you. God is powerful. Glory to God. He made us. He made a serpent. The Bible says the rod became a serpent, and all God did was tell him to cast it down. Imagine if God spoke to that rod himself. My goodness, what would have happened? You know, they was talking, Jesus was talking, and the Pharisees were talking about how they was Israelites. And Jesus said, don't you know that God of these stones can raise up children unto Abraham? And I read that. I said, whoa, look at our Heavenly Father, the power that he got. He can raise up children out of stones. Amen? That's power. That's raw power. And he's your Heavenly Father. You were born in his spirit, and he's watching you. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. God is watching you for your protection. Amen? Glory to God. He got a hedge around you. Ain't nothing going to happen to you, beloved. Glory to God. Everything's going to be all right. The world may be perplexed and ready to jump off the cliff, but that's not you. Jesus was with Moses when he went down into Egypt all by himself. This man, 80 years old, went down into Egypt confronting the strongest man, the most powerful man in the world. And he went down there with his brother, just him and his brother and a rod in his hand. Glory to God. Jesus was right there with him. Amen. And he was right there with him when the power of God through the operation of the gifts of the Spirit, the working of miracles, those 10 plagues in Egypt, Jesus was right there with Moses. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And glory to God, Jesus was right there as a type, if you will, as a type of the blood that was applied to the doorposts and lintels of houses. Amen. And if you will, as a type of what he would do on the cross, glory to God, that blood turned back. The blood turned back the angel, the destroying angel. Amen. Glory to God. When they, if you will, as a type, saw the blood of Jesus, glory to God, that angel said, I'm not going to mess with that hedge. That's a powerful hedge. That represents the blood of Jesus. And just the representation of it. Just the representation of it. I ain't touching it. Imagine the actual blood of Jesus. How powerful that is. Beloved, you were redeemed by that blood. You're kept by that blood. In 1 John, it says that all you said that he constantly, that blood constantly cleanses you of all sins. How do you think you got approach unto God? Glory to God. Because you're his child, and that blood cleanses you from all sins. Amen. That powerful blood, that blood that was shed on the cross. Glory to God. Jesus did that for you. I'm telling you, Jesus is Lord. Your circumstances are not Lord. Jesus is Lord. He's in control. Glory to God. It was Jesus that guided the people through the wilderness by day and by night. Glory to God. The Bible clearly says that they followed that the rock that was in the wilderness was the Lord Jesus. Amen. It was Jesus who led the people through the Red Sea. He led the people through the Red Sea while the Holy Ghost held up the waters. God administered it. God spoke it. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost held up the waters, and Jesus led them through. Just because they couldn't see him don't mean he wasn't there. He was right there with them. Amen. Didn't he say, where two or three are gathered in my name? He said, I'm in the midst. He said, I'm in the midst. You may not see me, but I'm in the midst. Jesus got you covered. Amen. Glory to God. Everything going to be all right because Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Your circumstances is not Lord. You bow to your Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. He got you. Amen. Ain't you glad about it? Ain't you glad about it? It was Jesus, glory to God, that flowed forth when Moses struck that rock. Glory to God. It was, if you will, in a tight. It was Jesus that flowed out of that smitten rock. Amen. Glory to God. And just the power of it. Just the idea of it, that Moses would strike the rock twice. Glory to God. God said, Moses, you can't go in. Now, many people misunderstand. They think that Moses couldn't go in to the promised land because he struck the rock twice. He did strike the rock twice. But what they don't see is why he couldn't go in. It wasn't because he made a mistake or because God was mad at him. God wasn't mad at his servant, and God ain't mad at you. He was mad. Moses couldn't go in because the Bible says in the New Testament that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. What that means? That means Moses was a type of the law, and the law can't take you into the promised land of the new birth. It's impossible for the flesh to take you into the things of the spirit. Amen. And Moses represented the law. He couldn't go into the promised land, even if he hadn't struck that rock. Oh, but later on, glory to God, after he was separated from his body and was with God forever, glory to God, we see Moses on the Mount of Transfiguration. So God took him in. Amen. But in the flesh, he couldn't take him in. Amen. Because the law can't take you into the new birth. It takes Jesus. It takes Jesus. And you calling on Jesus and being your spirit being renewed, being regenerated by the Holy Spirit. Amen. That takes you. That translates you into the kingdom of God, from the power of darkness into the kingdom of God. Amen. It takes Jesus. It takes the blood of Jesus. It takes what Jesus did on the cross for you. Glory to God. And that thing is accomplished. You're saved by grace. You're not saved by performance. But the enemy will come to your thought life, and he'll keep telling you about your poor performance. Oh, you got mad at so-and-so. You ain't no Christian. Oh, you did this. You did that. You know what you ought to tell him? I ain't saved by performance. I ain't saved by performance. I'm saved by grace through faith. And that not of myself. The Bible says it's a gift of God, not of work. Not of work, lest any man should boast, glory to God. If we're going to boast, we boast on Jesus, amen? Because it was Jesus that took Moses all the way from his birth, all the way into heaven, glory to God. Like I said, we see him on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. It looked like God failed, huh? Couldn't take Moses in, huh? Yeah, but on the Mount of Transfiguration, you see that God took him in. Glory to God. Mistakes and all. Mistakes and all. He took him all the way home. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible here in 26 says, who can find a reliable friend? We got a reliable friend, beloved. You have a reliable friend, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to God. Do you know this reliable friend tonight? You who are not saved, glory to God. You need a reliable friend. Someone who will never let you down. Someone will take you all the way, glory to God, from where you are now to heaven, glory to God. He can do it. He never failed. Jesus never failed. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails, glory to God. I got 59 seconds. Call on him. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call on Jesus, and in your own way, repent. Tell him you're sorry of your sins, and to save you, you want to go to heaven. You don't want to spend eternity in hell. Turn to the reliable friend. He'll always be there. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be saved today. I love you. God bless you. See you next week. The Bible has the answers, and Jesus is Lord. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.